particular gentleman is actually quite an honor for me to have on the show here. Gladstone is actually the VP, if you will, of the group that I work in. And similar to some of the other guys that you know Susan and Paul and Frederic and Thomas. So Gladstone did a presentation at the East of Toronto User Group a little bit earlier in the month, and of course I was there to record the entire thing. If you missed the full episode, it was actually on the blog, but you can actually access it through the D3 homepage right on the right-hand side there. You'll see it under specials. Anyway, so it's a great talk about the developer opportunity and sort of how Microsoft helps you with that. And for those that weren't able to be there, those that were, they were able to ask questions and so on and so forth. But you guys, right, you guys throughout the entire country, you weren't able to be there. So what I asked Gladstone and said, hey, Gladstone, would you be willing to come and talk to the D3 audience about, you know, the developer opportunity? So in case you haven't had an opportunity to actually see the full episode, here's a short clip of basically the summary of it all, where Gladstone really talks about the opportunity, and then we'll have him back here to answer your questions. While you're watching, make sure that you're putting in questions into the chat there. We want to make sure that when we have Gladstone here and live, that we have questions for him. So here's the clip, and we'll see you in a bit.
Let me just talk about the Microsoft developer opportunity. I think hopefully you're starting to formulate what those are for you. So first of all, when you think about the number of devices, you create an application, it sits on the device, that device sells, you make money. That's the principle. There's a huge opportunity to monetize your applications on the Windows devices, whether it's the PC, the phone, the Slate, or Xbox. It's global visibility that we're providing now through marketplaces, right? Whether it's a phone marketplace that's there, or for those who didn't see, again, if you go to dev.windows.com, there's an opportunity to see some work that we talked about, the store. The Windows store that will be available in the future is by far the most lucrative from a developer perspective. Go see all the details there. It's about leveraging your existing skills, assets, and resources. Right, so this is huge. When you think about the opportunity, you don't have to go learn a new language, a new development environment. Take advantage of what you already have to be able to move forward. It's the best of breed tooling and templates and all the guidance that we provide in our app hubs and to help you to create those applications. It's about cloud. I mean, when you think about the ability that cloud provides you to be able to get these applications, the experiences across all the different devices, it's about that development environment and experience across all the different screens, right? It is about the choice that you have between tools, languages, or on-premise. It's about programs that we have to help you. And the one thing that many of you probably don't know is that Microsoft actually invests $9 billion a year on investment in research and development. So things like Kinect, the innovation that we're bringing to market, that we bring to market with all the products that we release every year, it's based on the $9 billion that we're investing in. You get to tap into that and go out to our mutual customers.
All right, and welcome back. So, Gladstone, welcome. Thanks for joining us on the show. It's truly an honor to have you be able to talk to the audience about the developer opportunity and what they can get out of the platform. So I guess while we're waiting for folks to come in on the chat and ask their questions, first one I have for you as I was watching it, you're talking about the developer opportunity, you're talking about the Microsoft platform in general. What in your mind is the game changer, right? So obviously developers have been working on the Microsoft platform for quite some time, but what's different now? What in your mind is that game changer that really is going to change the way developers look at the platform?
Gotcha. Thanks, Jonathan. Appreciate you bringing me on here with the viewers. Definitely an honor to be here. When you think about the game changer, the market's really changing. The landscape has evolved over the last couple of years. You think about a number of devices. Devices are just proliferating, everywhere. With the entry of new smartphones and growing, the entry of new tablet devices, gaming consoles, entertainment devices being connected to the internet, You know, that's really bringing new opportunity for the developer to think about how to really bring these all together. In combination with that, when you really have the phenomenon of a lot of these devices being connected by cloud services becomes the glue that really lights up a lot of these devices and gives that consistent, seamless experience across all the different screens. And when you think about what makes those devices interesting, it's the applications that developers are building that really will ensure that the end users are taking advantage of that. Cool. Another phenomenon we see happening, Jonathan, is that really it's consumer scenarios that's propelling these growth. As more and more consumers adopt these new devices, the opportunity becomes a lot larger. So if you contrast a few years ago where developers were creating applications for our platform versus now, you know, the number of different devices, endpoints within which your applications as developers could be given to consumers is rapidly changing. And it's all about applications.
Cool. So, and actually, when you had that slide up of the 9 different opportunities for developers, you know, what would you say is actually one that makes the platform or the Microsoft opportunity unique from all of our other competitors?
You know, when you think about what makes us unique, it is by far the first one that I had, which is the ability to monetize a lot of the development expertise and skills that each developer has. You know, let's look at our competitors for a second. You think of in the last, last year or so, year to 18 months, the number of devices that's been shipped by our competitors. You know, let's take iOS, 152 million devices that were shipped. You know, you look at Android and, 247 million Android devices. And you say, wow, there's opportunity there. Ah, let's look at the Windows side of the world. Now, we've got 500 million in that same time period, over 500 million Windows devices that were shipped. So the opportunity is significant for developers. And, you know, as we get into, you know, reimagining Windows and looking at the future, this is only going to continue to grow. So I think the number one takeaway is that the Microsoft platform, leveraging the device proliferation that's happening, coupled with the investments that we're making in cloud services in the back end to make it easier and quicker for developers today who have a lot of expertise on our platform, leverage those existing skills to be able to create those applications that go across all devices.
So it's actually interesting that you mentioned leveraging existing skills. Is that sort of from a direction perspective, I'm assuming that's really what the developers need to kind of keep in the forefront of their mind and saying, you know, just because all of these new technologies are available, you know, you're still using what you already know.
Exactly. Microsoft has always invested in the best developer tools that we have. Many of you use our tools today and would agree. And the notion is, let's not have to have you go out and learn a new language, learn a new environment. We use your existing skills. If I go back to the decision that we made when we launched our Windows Phone just over a year ago, that's exactly what we did, was we said, let's look at what is it that a lot of developers are familiar with. How do we make sure that they get up and running quickly, we're able to create these really cool applications for the Windows Phone platform? And that's what we did, was we said, let's base it on Silverlight and let's move forward. So that's kind of a general view and approach for Microsoft, which is to make developers much more productive and help them to be successful.
Cool. So enough questions for me. We actually have a question from Mr. James in the chat. Mr. James says, the search and share contacts for apps to leverage in Windows 8, he then says afterwards, are great. Are there other interesting contracts and integration points with the OS and apps coming in the next beta release?
That's a good question, and I wish I could answer that question. Just to let this audience know that currently as we speak, Windows 8 is still in developer preview. It has not been handed off to the field yet to really speak to and start answering questions around Windows 8. You know, the forums, if you go to dev.windows.com in the development center, there's forums there within which you can submit specific questions around Windows 8. You know, likely in the next couple months as we move more out of beta is when that's going to be handed off to the field, and we'll be in a position to really start driving and helping each of you as developers here in Canada to make help you create your application in Windows 8. So sorry at this point, I can't comment. It's strict guidelines to make sure that only the product teams who know and can comment in the direction of the Windows 8 product are able to respond.
Perfect. Well, thanks for that question, Mr. James. It is actually a great question, but I think, you know, with what's coming and what we'll see coming, I think it's going to answer a lot of the questions that developers would have. Just checking the live chat again, I don't see any additional questions coming in. If you guys do actually think of questions that you have for Gladstone, as you always hear me say, the Canadian Developer Connection on LinkedIn, post your questions on there, myself and the team, as well as Gladstone Monitor, you know, the different questions that have come in there. In fact, we already have a discussion started in there about Gladstone's presentation, the developer opportunity. If you have any questions for Gladstone, and Gladstone, I don't want to speak for you, but I'm assuming you'd be more than willing to answer them on LinkedIn.
Absolutely.
Perfect. Well, thanks again for joining us here on the show. Glad to have you. Hopefully, we'll have you. Maybe we'll have you on in a couple of episodes when we are able to talk a little bit more about you know, the new operating system that's coming. So, thanks again, and we'll see you in a bit.
Thank you, Jonathan, and I'd like to thank all the viewers and everyone who's really supporting the Microsoft platform. We thank you for that, and continue to give us the feedback on how we can help you. Continue to help you be successful with Microsoft. Thank you.
All right, so we'll continue going then with, we'll just get Gladstone off of here. Thanks, Gladstone.
Thanks, bud.
And there we go. All right. So let's continue on then. Before I do though, if you do want to see the full episode of the Developer Connection, go ahead over to the devs3.ms/d3spo1. You can see the full talk there. And once again, thanks to the East of Toronto user group there for giving us the opportunity to come in and record Gladstone as he was talking.